You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Rav Meir Baal HaNes. One of the many titles that Rabbi Meir had was Baal HaNes, the Master of Miracles. Chazal tell us that the reason for this was that during the time of the Roman Shmad, Rabbi Meir's wife's sister, who Rabbi Meir's wife was Bruria, and she was a daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyan, who himself was one of the Asura Haruge Malchus, who was burned alive with the Sefer Torah. We know that story, unfortunately, very well. Her sister was also a daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyan, was forced into a brothel. Now, the reason was that because of her lofty level and being a time of Shmad, she was nitva, she was caught in Shamayim on a small avera. One day she was walking in front of the great people of Rome, and they commented on how nice she walks. She immediately took the compliment to heart and walked slower in a more distinct fashion. Now this was a serious violation of sneas for someone on her level. Bruria told her husband, Rabbi Meir, that he has to get her out. So Rabbi Meir disguised himself as a customer, and he said to himself, if she had not committed an avera yet, he could do it. So he brought with him a large sum of money and went to the brothel and asked for her. He then propositioned her, and she made every excuse not to have a relationship with him. He knew then that she was pure, and then he went to the non-Jew in charge to buy her freedom. So the non-Jew said he was afraid of the authorities. So Rabbi Meir said, with all this money that I'm giving you, you could bribe them. So he said, what will happen when the money runs out? So Rabbi Meir pointed to a bunch of vicious dogs who were guarding the palace, or guarding this place of the brothel. So he said, let these dogs loose on me. So the dogs ran up to him, ready to rip him apart. And Rabbi Meir said, Alaka de Meir Aneni, God of Meir, Hashem of Meir, answer me. The dogs stopped in their tracks, and they slunk away. So he told the man, if you're ever in trouble, say Alaka de Meir Aneni, and a miracle will happen to you. Sure enough, the man eventually was caught when the money ran out, and when they wanted to hang him, he said, Alaka de Meir Aneni, and the rope broke. And then he told the authorities the entire story. They went after Rabbi Meir, but he ran away. Now there is a very famous segula that if you lose something, and you pledge some stucca, Lezecher Nishmas Rabbi Meir Balanes, and you say Alaka de Meir Aneni three times, you will find the object. And I personally have done it many times, and many other people have done it, and I can give testimony that it does work. Now, what is the connection between miracles, Alaka de Meir Aneni, and a lost object? So the Zohar tells us, Kama Tivu Avid Hashem Im Barnasha. How much good does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with people? The Kama Nisin. How many miracles does Hashem do for people? V'lo yada, and he doesn't know. And the Gemara tells us, Ein Baal HaNes Makir Benisoi. Someone who receives a miracle doesn't even recognize the miracle that they've gotten. The reality is that we are blind and lost in this world, just like a lost object. Just like the lost object has no sense to know it's even lost. Hashem is constantly doing good for us, and which includes many nisim, many miracles that we have no clue about and will never even know about until we pass on from this world and are shown the recordings of our entire lives. There's a story about two men who were walking on a hot, windless day, and across the street they saw a mother and young daughter engrossed in a birthday card they had just bought. They didn't see these two people, the mother and daughter, didn't see that they were about to walk right in front of a moving car. Now, if the men shouted to them, their reaction would have caused them to lurch forward into the car. They stood there, helpless, not knowing what to do, getting ready for the terrible accident that was going to happen. All of a sudden, a wind came out of nowhere and blew the card behind them. The mother and daughter turned around to pick it up, and in the meantime, the car moved on. The mother and daughter had no idea of the nes that happened to them, or that their lives were saved. And the truth is, in this world, they would never know. When we lose something, we have to know we are really lost in life. We think we know what we're doing and are in control of our lives. However, most of what happens is out of our control. And as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is constantly doing good for us. And many times this includes miracles that we are totally unaware of. When we say, by a lost object, Elaka Demeir Aneni, we realize this concept. And that's chus reveals to us that which is seemingly lost, but is not really lost, because everything is under the Hashkacha Pratis, a direct influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say in the Haggadah B'chol Dor B'Dor, every generation, Omdim Aleinu Chaloseinu, the non-Jews stand up against us to destroy us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazilenu Miyadim, and Hashem saves us from their hands. This statement was blatantly apparent in the times of persecution of the Jewish people throughout history. However, it's just as true in times it appears we're having peace and prosperity. The Medjer Shoichar Tov says in the Pasuk, Yizyatsu Malchei Eretz, they will stand up the kings of the nations, the Roiznim and their officers, Noistu Yacha, they gathered together in council, Al Hashem V'Al Mashiach, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Mashiach. David was telling a prophetic vision for the entire history of the Jewish people. Rabbi Levi said, Rishoyim are cursed because of their constant efforts to come up with plans to eliminate Klal Yisrael. Each generation produces someone who, being frustrated that the previous generation has not succeeded in eliminating the Jewish people, analyzes this failure and presents a superior plan to deal with the Jewish problem. David spoke about a continuous revolt against Hashem and His Mashiach. Esav said, I will kill Yaakov as soon as my father dies. Paro ridiculed Esav, saying he waited too long. Paro wanted to kill all the male children before they were born. Haman ridiculed Paro by saying he only wanted to kill the male children and keep the female children alive. He, Haman, would kill everyone. Hashem frustrated all their plans. Even in recent history, Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, came up with the quote-unquote final and the best solution to kill the Jews. And what happened? The Jews were around and he and his country were destroyed. Not only were their plans annulled, but the Jewish people rose to new heights because of them. Because Yaakov had a run to love and the Shvatim were born. Because Paro enslaved Klal Yisrael and the Kor of Barzel, it turned them into a people ready to accept the Torah, leaving Mitzrayim with great wealth. Haman caused Klal Yisrael, Kiyamu V'Kiblu, to rectify their first acceptance at Har Sinai, which in a sense had a forced element to it, to a greater Kabbalah in Haman's time, in Mordechai and Esther's time, to have a true Kabbalah, B'lev Shalom, with a whole heart. And Esther's son, Darius II, allowed the base of Migdash to be built. After World War II, the State of Israel was created, and today more people are learning Torah than at any time in Jewish history. When the brothers wanted to kill Yosef, they said, let's kill him and say an animal did it, and we will see what will be with his dreams. Rashi says the last part was said by a baskol. Now, why did Rashi have to say that? Why couldn't it be a sarcastic statement that the brothers made? And that's how the Ramban explains it. But we have to realize that the brothers made a beis din to paskin that Yosef was a rasha, a roidev, and he was chayim misa, he deserved death. And they were mishtatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the psak halacha. They brought Hashem into the halacha. And there was no room for levity or sarcasm in this situation. However, even though they forced Hashem kibiyachol into the psak, the baskol said, we will see the dreams will actually come true. Even the will of the greatest tzaddikim became nullified to the will of Hashem. How much more so does the will of Rishoyim become totally negated to the plans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.